Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And what if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Picks at 5:30. You never know. This show likes to keep you on your toes.
You never know. Yeah. Every night with baseball, like you got to check to see when the games are because they're always moving. Tonight's 8 o'clock. Detroit at Seattle, game 5 out there. Picks, so, man, I am so lucky hot on Thursdays. I feel like, you know, strong like bull on Thursday nights. It's whatever.
Yep.
And I tweeted this last night.
Right, you're up 4.5 games here, and you might have head-to-head on me on the night game like 5 out of these 6 weeks so far.
I don't know if I've lost one. And it's last night's game when there are different kinds of these, right? If you like, especially if you bet seriously, which I don't. But if you do, or you just do it like this, games where you're so wrong. Not you don't lose sleep. You're just like, I was way off here.
Mm-hmm.
You have the bad beats where you should have won, but you lost. Even if not even just like by
a
point.
I lost two games last week by a half point each.
There's those, and then there's the ones where you sort of get robbed. Like you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota-Cleveland, was that one of them? Maybe that was one of these examples last week.
Yeah, that was. The Rams covering against the Colts 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
If you had the Colts and the points there, you got robbed.
You should have been right.
That was an 88-yard touchdown in the last 2 minutes or whatever. It
right.
was. Like,
two,
get
two.
Out of here. Right.
And then there are games, this is how I felt about last night's game, where I'm watching it going, how did I not just bet everything in my possession on the Giants here? Like, just I loved it, but I'm always sort of in my own head. And you would be too, probably. Like, you know what you don't know, and
right.
you're never really
right.
that confident. But, man, like, I just knew it. I thought Philly was bad. I bet Dallas to win the division. I loved Denver last week and then the Giants last night. And I don't know, maybe, well, I'll do the same dance next week. Either get in my own head and
yep.
turn back around or, you know, barrel on.
I think the only – I never keep track of the Thursday picks. I don't keep track of your picks. So thanks to G for keeping track of these for us. See, we had the screen up during the break on the YouTube and the Twitch. But I think the only Thursday I haven't gotten wrong was a week where we both had – you picked and I tailed you. I don't remember the matchup, whatever it was, maybe Washington early, whatever it was. I just didn't go
Washington,
against
Green
you,
Bay.
And I that's the one I got, and the other ones I've gotten wrong every time.
That's the one where I'm not sure I was right, Washington, Green Bay, but I think I have all the others. Miami here was one, and then last night was, that was beautiful.
When you texted me yesterday while I was, you know, still down and out, and you said you were taking the Giants, I was really tempted to just say, I'm taking the Giants. But, you know, we have a show. I was hopeful I'd be here
content.
Today. Like, fine, I'll take the Eagles.
That's how you get in trouble here.
Yep.
You're chasing the points.
I like the Giants, too. And I was like, he took them. All right, we got a competition.
You're chasing the points.
Competition, in finger quotes.
Let's see if a 4.5 game lead is enough for you to chase the points again today. All right, I'm ready. I gotta be with my Cowboys. Dallas -3 at Carolina. I mean, Carolina is coming off a win. They blew out Atlanta, too. I don't think they're seen as a patsy. Rico Dowdle revenge game. Chuba Hubbard out for the Panthers. He had 200 yards rushing last week. But I'm so in on Prescott and that offense, even without Lamb, who also won't play this week. I'm betting on Dallas to keep it rolling offensively, minus three. Like, if Carolina had been bad, had lost last week, I'd be more reluctant to do this. But they didn't. Pick one. Pick two. I'm taking Seattle at Jacksonville, -1.5. I think Jacksonville is bad. I'm not a believer in that at all. Lucky win against Kansas City. Really haven't played good teams. They're 4-1. We've even had Bills teams like this where really we kind of know, but the record maybe says we're good. This is going back pre-Allen. Just a couple of times where I think you knew, but you didn't want to face it. That's how I feel about the Jaguars. I just don't.
Some people are saying that about this year's Bills.
Yeah, like, I mean
it's they're right. Cumulatively, what the teams they've beaten have won two games, whatever it is. It's
yeah, that's right.
Anyway,
well, what is it? New England was the first team they played that had won a game.
Yeah,
right. The Saints have now won a game. Anyway, yes, I think the Seahawks are good. I don't think the Jaguars are good. I'm going to risk it on West to East for 1 o'clock. The body clock thing, and take the Seahawks. Pick three, New England. So maybe this is a sucker pick. Patriots off the win here at New Orleans. But like with the Panthers, New Orleans is coming off a win itself. And I just think the Patriots have more. I kind of respect what the Saints are doing. It's not terrible. Kellen Moore, Kendre Miller is getting in. Shaheed hit last week. Olave's good. I don't think they're the worst team in the league, maybe, like we thought they could be. But I respect the Patriot thing. And I think the turnover problems they've had, the fumbling problems they've had, are early to think about when you're considering, like, this next game of theirs, that they've turned the ball over. But that stuff just is more random to me. And I think if they play an even game in turnovers, they'll beat the Saints. So I'll give 3.5 with the Patriots. And I like the Bears Sunday night. +4.5 in Washington. One underdog. I feel like that's going the right way. And when these teams played last year and the Bears were really bad, it was a Hail Mary that Washington needed to beat them. Still no McLaurin. Washington is coming off a nice win, which is why I kind of want to go against them, because I think they're okay. I like the direction of the Bears. +4.5. Good number. And in college, I'm just having fun here. Like, I got a lead. I'm having fun with this. I never know what to do with college except do what Sam says. I'm going against Sam. I'm going against The Room on their show. I'm taking Missouri.
Oh.
Are you taking Alabama? I felt like you would take Alabama. I'm taking Missouri.
Here we go.
+3.5 at home against Alabama. Who would do that, right? Who would do that? I would do that. Done.
I didn't know any of this about Sam. It didn't come up during his appearance here, so I didn't know The Room. I don't know, but
The Room.
Sam has been on Alabama the prior 2 weeks. I know this because I get texts at random times that say, like, "Phew, Alabama cover," from him. I think last week more so than 2 weeks ago.
They were lucky last week.
Yeah, right. 2 weeks ago was Georgia, and that wasn't that tense.
That was nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. By the way, shout out to G. He's got the picks as they're being made, scrolling on so the bullpen can know what's going on. We see you, bullpen. Bullpen, just so you know, just between us, just talking, everyone else turn the radios off. It's so arduous for me to log in here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To comment on anything that's going on in the bullpen, that I don't do it anymore, but I do see you. I'm keeping an eye on you. Keep it clean, all right? I don't want my kid to have to pull any is over, because he monitors that in the morning. But like, it's like a 10-step process for me to sign in to be able to get in there. And I just, I
10 steps.
I'm exaggerating, but this is a whole thing. There's an app on my phone I got to click, and it's just it's a pain.
I respect this.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's easier to break into Fort Knox than into Yahoo Fantasy Hockey.
You people, I want to tell you that you mean something to me, but not enough for me to have to click an extra button. I'm just keeping it real.
This is like saying no offense, but.
No offense, but.
I love you, but I'm not. But I don't really care about you.
But I don't care. Right. Anyway, G, good job. That was the point. I wasn't out here to insult anyone, and now I'm digging a hole. All right, anyway, Alabama -3.5 at Missouri. I mean, come on, Missouri.
I know, right? Who would bet Missouri?
I mean, journalism is dead. I don't know what you think you got going over there, Missouri.
Oh, what's the name of that school? I forget. Jerry Sullivan.
Jerry graduated from there. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to take – that was a cheap shot, but, yeah, sometimes
– Newhouse is Syracuse. Medilla's Northwestern. I'll get it.
Remember what I said about the coffee earlier? That's the coffee right there is what that is. The cheap shot at Missouri was coffee.
Who would bet Missouri in football against Alabama? I would.
You would. All right. So we're head-to-head there. And that's it. All right. I'm going to take – look, I talked up before. I missed a couple of days out sick here. I was talking up Cam Ward. I got to take the Titans getting 4.5 points at the Raiders. I think he's going to be good. I don't know that they're going to win, but whatever. I talked him up this week, so I'm going to get on the train. What are the Raiders doing well right now? Giving the ball away. That's not a trait you want to be doing well at.
No.
So I'll take Tennessee in the points at Vegas, a notoriously tough place to play. Wait, no, it's not.
Vegas. It's a tough place to play Baccarat.
Right. It's a tough place to win at blackjack, maybe. I don't know. I'll take the Lions. I'll ride with Sam. Again, I did these prior to knowing that he was on that side. Last time I took the Chiefs in a big 425 window, this is a night game Sunday night, they destroyed Baltimore. I don't know. Get what you sometimes ask for. Maybe I'm walking into an ambush. I'll take the Lions getting 2.5. They're getting 2.5 points. Okay. Yeah, Detroit is
plus two and
underdog
half.
There. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also. I think Sam mentioned Colts too rich for him. -7. Last I looked, hosting Arizona, and it would make sense if they bust this week because I have picked against them most of these weeks. I don't believe it. Now I'm on the Colt train. This is the house. This is what they talk about, right? This is the room. I'm the room.
You are the room.
Yeah.
Indy,
-7. And I'm going to take the Bills, -4.5.
All right.
Just because. I respect Atlanta. I thought this game would be the toughest beyond the Baltimore game of the stretch before the bye. I just feel a bounce back. I think they will lean into the ground game and just chew it up. So I'll take the Bills minus the points.
Drive Around the League brought to you by Mike Barney Nissan. Awesome cars, great dealership, lousy jingle. Football Friday continues next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.